First of all, by this time in the year, most of us have totally forgotten about those New Year's resolutions that we promised to do during perhaps a drunken New Year's Eve party. Oof, chance would be a fine thing. Anyway, one man in Grantham might have more reason than most to be getting pretty fed up with this. Tim Bridle's running a 10K every day in 2010. That was the promise he made to himself, and I remember because he told us about it. And we spoke to him on the 1st of January and he went to do his first one. I wonder how he feels about it now. He's preparing for run number 57 of the year. He's going to do one every day of the year, 10K. And our reporter David German is with him in Grantham.
Yes, good morning, Rod. It's not the ideal conditions for a run of any sort outdoors. It's cold and wet and windy here in Grantham. We're just outside the Guildhall Arts Centre in the middle of the town. We can see Isaac Newton standing there on his statue, looking pretty cold. And a man who's also looking pretty cold is Tim Bridle. Tim, this is 570 kilometres of the year today and 350 miles. It's going all right.
Yeah, it is, yeah. It's gone really well so far.
What have the challenges been? I guess mentally as well as physically?
Yeah, very much so. I mean, the weather has not been good for the challenge for 2 months. And the snow, well, as much as it was the hardest run I've ever done with the snow, the Black Ice Wednesday, but equally it was the best run I ever did was running around Boughton Park in the snow. So, but yeah, the weather's really been the biggest challenge so far.
Come on, we all have days in the year where we think, oh, I cannot be bothered to get up this morning. I just can't be bothered. I'm going to stay in bed. You can't do that with your challenge. You can't have days where you think, I don't really fancy it.
No, that's right. There's been, I'll admit, there's been the odd days where I've just not, wish I could just stay in because it's been either bad outside or whatever. I've had a hard week or a hard day, but it's just getting down and saying, come on, I said I was going to do this, and getting on with doing it, really.
Right, so you're almost at the end of February, about a sixth of the way through the challenge, and you're going to do run 57 for us today in the breakfast show. So it's about 20 past seven. In an hour's time, we expect to see you back. So just run us through what kind of preparations you make each day.
Having dry shoes helps, and, while the weather's been wet, I've got some warm clothes on. And then the main thing is stretching, getting ready that way. Have maybe a little bit of something to eat before I go out, and then just make sure I know the route, because I've had the watch occasionally. The watch occasionally cuts out, so I'm gonna need to plan my route ahead just in case the watch goes out or something.
Okay, so just roughly, what's your route today, just briefly?
I'll be going down here. I'll be a Wharf Road. It'll be St. Augustine's Way, we're then coming down Brook Street, and then up, it'll be Boughton Lane, Hill Avenue, Sandon Road, all the way downhill, then on to London Road and back to this point.
And then you'll do that twice. Okay, so you're about to go, so final preparations. You're just taking off the jacket that we've worn to stay warm before, and you've got your iPod thing or whatever MP3 player it is to keep you entertained.
Yeah.
And are we about to go?
Yeah, about to go now.
Okay, right, well I'll run with you for the first little bit, but limit of my running is not very far. So are you ready? 3, 2, 1, go. And we're off down, we're just down Guildhall past Isaac Newton. He's already passed me. There he goes, he's off. It's just passing Boots on the right hand side, down to the end of this Guildhall street, and there you go, Rod. He's off on his run, so in about half an hour we'll expect to see him back for the end of the first lap, and in an hour's time or so he should be back here.
You better stop there, we don't want a health and safety issue.
What's that?
I said you better stop running now, we don't want a health and safety issue.
Oh, I've got the car all warm, ready to get back in. I'll be running back into that.
Okay, good. There he goes, David German, with, what an amazing bloke, Tim Bridle, is going to run a 10K every day.
I'm very impressed.